We're in Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis. We're up to Sif Beis, and that's what we'll be doing. So the Mechaber in Sif Aleph had paskin that the Zman Hadlokas Ner Chanukah was at Tzeisek HaChavim. The Mishnah Berurah brought that there are those who hold that it's really at Shkia Shnia, which is 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. In the Bir Halacha, he brought the Gros Shita, which is going in the Rambam, that it is Shkia Rishona, sunset. And he came out that certainly one should not start setting up his neiris after Mariv. As far as the various times that people light, so while we're going to go into it a little further in this sif, in Eretz Yisrael, where people generally do light outdoors, the minhag seems to be most people do light at Shkia or around that time, Shkia Rishona, very much like the minhag of the Gra. Chassidim, even there, will light after Tzeisek HaChavim, but generally immediately after Tzeisek HaChavim, and they daven Marav quite early. Now let's see Sif Beis, because there are many things that are done lemaisa elsewhere around the world that are based on this. Shochach al hizid v'lo hidlik im shkia sachama. Someone, whether by accident or on purpose, did not light at Shkia. Madlik v'holach at shetichla regla min ashuk. He's allowed to continue to light until there are no people left in the street. Shu kamo chotzi shir. And that zman is about a half hour. Chatzi shah, that's a half hour. Sha'ozom ovrim v'shovim v'ika persume nisa. For that half hour, people are still outside. Now, b'mei chazal, there were no lights out at night. At night, the streets were dark. And as a result of it, a half hour after Tzeisek HaChavim, the streets were virtually empty. In which case, whom are you lighting for? So that was the shear that they gave, is a half hour after Tzeisek HaChavim. Hilkach, tzorach litin b'shemen kazeh hashir. Consequently, you have to put in that amount of oil that it should burn that entire zman. Now, in Medina de Gomorrah, when people were lighting outside and there was nobody left in the streets after a half hour after Tzeisek HaChavim, what would be if somebody lit, say, 15 minutes after Tzeisek HaChavim? So the Mishnah Berurah says he would only have to put in enough shemen for it to burn for 15 minutes. There's no sense burning after there's no one left in the street. What happens if you put in more oil, enough to burn past the time of Tichla Regem and Ashuk? You can actually extinguish the flame, because there's no one you're lighting for. The issur of using, of benefiting from the light, which we'll see later you're not to do, you'd be allowed to use the light of Ner Chanukah after that Zman, because it's not Ner Chanukah anymore. Nowadays, however, that the Ramo will tell us that that we light indoors and therefore these manim change. Lamaisa, what you're supposed to have is the shear of the half hour from whenever you do the lighting. What happens if someone just has a drop of oil? He doesn't have a shear. Mishnah Berurah says, nevertheless, he should light, but he couldn't make a bracha. What happens if you did put more oil than you needed? So in those days where they were lighting from the outdoors, so we saw in the Mechaber that there's absolutely nothing to your shemen after that, to your hadlaka after that point. So the shemen is mutar b'ana. There's absolutely no reason that you can't be nene from it. However, nevertheless, there is a mitzvah when you're lighting with candles to use candles that are high, because it's much more dignified, as long as they're not too high. Now, what happens if somebody, the Mishnah Berurah brings down here, what happens if somebody lit one ner on the second night and then remembers that he was going to light two? He should add one without a bracha. Now further, according to the Mechaber, the shemen after the zman is all mutter. There are those who hold that if you did not make a tanai to begin with, that you were allowed to use the leftovers, then the halacha is that you couldn't use it. It's as if you were makzed all the mitzvah. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to make a tanai in the first place. Now also some hold that you should not be nene from the Ner Chanukah even after the Zman because of the people that don't really know the difference. And they'll just learn from you that you're allowed to be nene from Ner Chanukah. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a question of using it for learning, there you could be makel. It's a Mishnah Berurah later. He does say that you're better off blowing it out and then after you put it out, rekindling it, and this time for the sake of learning by. Says the Ramana, Yesh Omer, Hagoy Yesh Omer, Shebizman Hazen Shemalikim Bifnim, Ein Tzorech Lizor La'adei Kodem Shedichlo Regem Ben Hashuk. Some say that Bizman Hazeh, it's in Tosfos, Bizman Hazeh, that we light inside, there's no reason why one has to be careful to light on time. You can light whenever you want to. Umikomakom Tov Yoser Lizor Gam Bizman Hazeh. Says the Ramah, you're better off being Zor even Bizman Hazeh. Why is that? So in the days of the tour, they used to light in the door to their house and people could see it from the outside. Today, for people who are lighting in the window, it's also because, for that reason. But let's say someone's mamish lighting indoors, there's really no reason that he should have to light at the Zman Hadlaka anyway. Says the Mechaber now, Umiyu Hani Mili Lechatchila. That's all Lechatchila. Yeah, well, 1 second. I didn't finish the Ramah. The Ramah who says that Bizman Hazeh you can light indoors, says the Mishnah Berurah, but you're lighting for the Bnei Bayis, and the Bnei Bayis should be up. The right time to light then is when everybody's home. So that it's a question of lighting indoors where there's no real Persume Nisa for the people on the street. So there the Iker Zman Hadlaka is the time that everybody is home. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should nevertheless be machmir from the Zman Hadlaka of the Gemara and not eat. In fact, he says you should not eat from a half hour before Shkia, regardless of when you light. With regard to Limud, he says that there you could be Makel. Be Makel up until a half hour before Tzeizah Kochavim. Yeah. Says the Mechaber now. No, and then Mishnah Berurah says one other thing. And that is that Bizman Hazeh, a person should make sure that the people are up. If he comes home and everyone's asleep, then he says that you really should wake everybody up because you cannot light with a brach if there's no one up, if there's no one in the house around. Umiyu hani milchatchila avalim over zazman velo hidlik madlik v'holuch kol alayla. The Mechaber paskins that b'dieved you can light the whole night. V'im over kol alayla velo hidlik ein lo tashlumin. You can't make a bracha by day. Says the Ramah, Hago b'leilus ha'cheres yadlik kamosha b'nei yadma v'ishlo hidlik b'rishona. Even though someone skipped the first day, on the second day he should only light 2 neiris and not more. Now, how late can you light b'dieved till alos ha'shachar? And of course you have to wake somebody up.